Okay, and here we are on a Friday night. David John Oates is back with us. He is here now. The campaign season is in full tilt, and we are looking at reverse speech to help us understand who these people really are. And what we're finding out is, of course, pretty well established by now. Donald Trump is 100% correct and accurate, both forwards and in reverse in his speech. He is totally congruent in his subconscious speech with his forward speech. Very, very unusual, to put it mildly. The others, oh my. Ted Cruz exposed himself as a fraud, probably exposed himself in other ways too. He is a real piece of garbage. And there are many of the others who have been featured with David and his work, which have shown them to be less than genuine. How's that for an understatement? Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
All right, sir. Good.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, I got a good collection for you tonight, as always. I don't know whether I've got a lot of reversals tonight, about 40 or 50, so I don't know whether we're going to get through them all, but if we don't, we'll get on to them next week.
Very good. All right.
All right, now you specifically asked me to reverse Reince Priebus. How do you pronounce his name? Reince Priebus. He's the chairman of the Republican National Committee. So,
Yeah, you want to hear him pronounce his own name? That's always fun. I mean, look at the spelling, and it's quite confusing. Yeah, here. Here he is saying his own name.
Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus.
Right. Reince I would have Priebus. Never guessed that by looking at it. Reince Priebus. Okay.
Reince Priebus.
Right from the horse's mouth.
Right. Well, there Reince you go. Okay. So Priebus. We're looking at Reince Priebus, who is the chairman of the Republican National Committee.
Very good.
And, all these reversals are up on my website already. So after the show, you can go and listen to them again. All right, we're going to start off with an interview he gave on the morning of the Wisconsin election on April 5th.
Which I have called, as have others, a fraud. But
you will like this reversal.
Oh.
Okay, so here we go. Let's run this one forward.
First of all, just so everyone knows, I talk to all the candidates, and I meet with, in fact, Kasich's people are coming in today. I talk to Ted Cruz.
And here he says in reverse, we menace today.
We menace today.
We menace today.
Oh.
You hear that?
I was right.
You were right. There it is.
Yeah.
Yep, straight out of the horse's mouth.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so there's your RNC confession, although unwilling. He did say it. We menace today. And there it is. The menace is the fixed election.
Yep, it certainly was. Yes, that was. I thought that was a nice one to get started off on, but that was the first reversal out of his mouth in that interview.
Wow.
So there we go.
Wow.
All right, so let's move on to the next one here on Reince Priebus. Now, where's that one gone? Okay, all right. Well, that one's not there, so let's do... Oh, now these are out of order. Oh, I see what's... Okay, all right, so here it is. Sorry.
Got it? Okay.
Yep, got it. Okay, so here we go.
I mean, I did 5 shows on Sunday morning. I don't think anyone saw a guy that was miserable or upset. I just take it as it comes, and I think it's going to turn out.
And here he says, the next thing is that there's mud.
The next thing is that in this mud...
The next thing is that in this market. The next thing is that in this market.
Yeah, they're all set.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they're all set. They're just trashing Donald Trump. They're covering him with mud. They're slinging mud every direction. This is really, this is amazing. It's it's right there.
Exactly right.
And in case you folks are new to this, I've been listening for a long time, over 20 years. All the syllables are there. It's all correct. You just have to learn a little bit of it as a sing-songy kind of a delivery in some cases. Although with JFK, my God, the reversals were so clear, it sounded like they were speaking forwards. But this guy, everything you just heard was correct. All the syllables, all the words were there.
Yep. Exactly right. Okay, so here's the next one. And I'm just going down in order of how they occurred in the in the phone call.
This so is anyway, Reince Priebus, so you know, RNC chairman. All right.
Okay, so here's the next one.
It's extraordinarily interesting, and it is rewarding, although you're right, your lead in here. I mean, I would never check my name on Twitter.
And here he says, bring the deal.
Rain Eddie.
The election's rigged.
Oh, absolutely.
They menaced it today. They're throwing mud at Trump, and now there's a deal being made.
Man. Sickening. Yep. Truly sickening. Validates everything we feel and have thought and have been able to analyze. It's all there, and now it's being certified. Wow.
Yep. All right. Next one along.
The second thing that's happening is the selection of delegates. That means that in the Republican Party of Wisconsin, when those delegates get together, they're going to have those elections.
And here he says, in a bastard.
And a bastard.
And a bastard. And a bastard.
He's just being a bastard. Bastard. Wow. To use the American accent as he pronounces it there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's a real clanger. I don't even pretend to understand what this one means. And it's going to get a lot of people thinking. Okay, so here is Ford's.
Then it's really too late. You can't turn around in mid-July and say, okay, now I'm going to mount a third-party ballot access initiative. It's the whole thing is ridiculous.
And here he says, Islam sending money.
Islam sending money.
Wow.
How's that for a clanger?
Yeah, that is a real wrench in the monkey works, all right.
Yeah, I don't know how to interpret that one. I didn't think the Republican Party had anything to do with Islam.
That's a weird one. But it's clear. It's weird, though. There's a link somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know what the link is.
Wow, good job.
I don't know. It's as you know, Jeff, I sometimes find reversals and I have no idea what they mean, and I play them anyway.
Well, this is a very, very duplicitous time in American history, and this man is at the controls of the Republican National Committee that is really perpetrating these things. So I wouldn't be surprised if in some of the Byzantine corners of his subconscious there are things that pop up that we couldn't even dream of. So I think that may be one of them.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So next one along. Here we go.
But I think it's certainly possible, and I think tonight's outcome is important in that regard, and you'll see the narrative.
Listen to the condescension in that man's voice, just speaking down to everybody. Sickening.
Yeah. He says back with God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to make of that one. All right, okay.
He's really an arrogant piece of work, that guy. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
These reversals. Yeah. I asked David if he'd please do Priebus, and these are living up to my expectations and surpassing them. This is bad, bad.
Yeah, it's not good at all. All right, next one along.
The reason tonight's important isn't just on the delegate side. It's the narrative side, because there's really not a whole lot happening until New York. Right. So
this reversal is a bit ho-hum. He just simply says, now are you listening?
Now are you listening?
Now are you listening? Now are you listening?
And he's just emphasizing his point. You know, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that's from the morning before the Wisconsin election, and now I've just got some general ones on Priebus, and I just picked a few off of YouTube, and so these are in no particular order.
Just to sum those up, they're not good, and they're validating everything we've thought, and everything that the mainstream media, as controlled as it is reflecting. The attack on Trump is unmerciful.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, things haven't been the same since the JFK assassination, Jeff, as you know. We're still living in that era. The perpetrator's still alive.
The coup was successful, and we are still, and more than ever, under the boot of very evil people.
Yeah. All right, so here you have some general ones on Priebus. Here we go, forwards.
Well, I would never say must, but certainly I'd probably state the obvious, that the closer you get to 1237, I would think that on the first or the second ballot, if you're really, really close, that it's obviously more likely. But
this is a bit of a... Here he says, angry, you sulk.
Angry, you sulk.
Angry, you sulk.
Oh, yeah.
You sulk.
He's angry and sulking because Trump's up there. Right. Trump's getting closer to 1237.
That's correct.
And he's upset and he's sulking.
Wow.
Wow. These are quite amazing reversals, aren't they, Jeff?
They're damning reversals.
Yeah. All right, listen to this one.
When they have superdelegates in their back pockets and could give a darn what their grassroots is telling the party, that's not how we operate our party on our side.
And here he says, but they will buy you.
Right there, right by you.
Right there, right by you.
Almost not as clear as it could be, but they're certainly there. But they will buy you.
I'm amazed at the arrogance and condescension of this guy. He's just sitting up there, like he owns the show. He couldn't care less, except for the one reversal, the last one, where he was sulking and obviously worried that the popularity of Trump was going to upset their plans and make a mess of things. Wow.
Exactly right. All right, next one along.
If what no candidate has 1237 going into the convention and they take a first vote and nobody's got the majority, then they go to the second vote, and it truly is a free-for-all at that point. At that point, any one of those guys who's on the ballot, and technically another name could be submitted.
Generally, that's right. However, you have to consider that now these delegates that are going in bound to candidates, in many cases, they're going to be forming relationships with those candidates.
And here he says, have your list, make it pay.
And there it is, Nick is mate.
And there it is, Nick is mate. And there it is, Nick is mate.
That's the second reference to money, but they buy you. Have your list, make him pay. He has lists of delegates who he wants to get on side. Okay. Right.
Wow.
And here we have another reversal about a pay. It looks like there's a lot of payoffs in the Republican Party. Listen to this one.
Join in with that nominee to win a general election against a candidate that just yesterday is now seeing that her staff is going to be deposed under oath by the FBI. So, I mean...
So he's talking about Hillary Clinton, but the reversals are not related. It says, I pay lover.
Yeah, you pay lover.
And I wonder if one of Ted Cruz's lovers are being paid off to be quiet.
I think you've just put your finger on another major aspect to this whole thing. They're using Cruz as a tool, and they've got to keep him, quote, viable. They've got to shut these women up. Yep. 500,000 was already given, allegedly, by the Cruz campaign to Carly Fiorina's campaign in what is being described as a bribe by many. Yep. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but that's what the tabloids are saying.
It absolutely is. It's all true.
Priebus's
reversals. They will buy you, have your list, make it pay. I pay lover. There's money going all over the place here.
So there you go, you folks who doubt that Cruz was involved. The guy can't keep his pants on, obviously. He's got a problem. He's a sick man.
Yep.
That's really amazing, David.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was quite shocked, I must admit, as I found all of these. This is a case study in corruption,
exposes the whole game, the whole Republican National Committee's efforts to destroy the will of the people.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Rigged elections, payoffs, angry and sulking because he's not getting his way. I mean, you know, this is quite amazing. And I got just two more reversals on Priebus, and then we'll move to the other ones I've got. Here was the first one.
You do have people that are coming into these events seeking to make a statement, and people shouldn't react with violence.
And, oh, I know what it means. This shall beat in a mess again. Oh, interesting.
This shall beat in a mess again.
This shall beat in a mess again.
Huh.
This shall beat in a mess again.
Is he inciting the protesters against Trump?
Hmm.
He's talking about people reacting with violence. Okay? Says, this shall beat in a mess again. Is it going to happen again?
Oh, it could happen many times. Remember, George Soros has apparently been paying anti-Trump protesters $15 an hour to get out there. A lot of these things are totally contrived with the full knowledge, I would suggest, by the top level of the RNC, which you're hearing right there. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if that's what's being said.
Yeah, well,
amazing.
That's kind of what I get from the reversal. And then the last one, I think, is a reference to Trump. We'll run it forwards.
You have an open and honest and clear process. So even if it means an open convention, so that when people come together through Cleveland, they can at least say, look, it was straight.
And here he says, upon his name, they can abuse us.
And upon his name, they can abuse us.
Well, there it is.
And upon his name, they can abuse us.
Thursday.
And upon his name, they can abuse us.
I think he's worried about Trump, because Trump's going to come in and abuse the process that they've set up, that the game plan that they've got in play. It's the closest I can get on that one. So I think he's worried about Trump. I think the elections are rigged.
Yeah.
There's payoff. It's money. This is one corrupt politician. Remember I told you that on the air? I think I said he's one corrupt politician.
You did. Yeah. I think they're talking, the words there are speaking to using Trump, using his name, using Trump, to expose them. Let's play it again.
Okay, so here's the frauds.
You have an open and honest and clear process. So even if it means an open convention, so that when people come together through Cleveland, they can at least say, look, it was straight.
Oh,
he's saying
please.
It was straight, but then upon his name, they can abuse us.
Upon his name, they can abuse us.
Upon his name, they can abuse us. Upon his name, they can abuse us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can use Trump to abuse them, to expose them. I guess his ego is saying they were going to abuse us. But no, they're going to expose them. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, those are really damning.
Mm. Yeah, they really are. Yeah, they absolutely are. So there you go. Don't know what to tell you.
Thank you for those. They really help. I'm going to put them up as a free listen, and we'll try and wake people up further.